30s, but we can't get around. And then Saturday night, 30% chance for some light snow in the evening hours. And again, a low temperature Saturday night around 4 degrees. And sunshine with a high Sunday only around 20. And then again, an overnight low Sunday night around somewhere in the single digits around 4 degrees. So we'll have this winter weather coming. Brad, but your cars all come with great heaters and defrosters.
You know, it's Nutcracker weekend, so yeah. So that, it's kind of fitting to have a little snow before the performance.
That's
and,
it, yeah.
And, it's a real exciting time of year.
If someone came out to Dungas today and talked to the guys in the parts department, they could probably get a remote start hooked up to their car.
You bet you could, yeah. We've got those in stock. We can get about any vehicle.
Enabled so that if you put it on your teen's car,
right.
You can see how fast they're going.
Right.
Or,
there's a lot of different choices and all kinds of the electronic stuff. You know, you can get it where it comes on the vehicle from the manufacturer, and it's just built into your key fob.
Yeah.
Or if you didn't have that when you purchase your vehicle, you can add a lot of this. When you're adding it, you get that flexibility of choice attainment, keeping kids entertained, especially, I think, over long trips and things.
Oh, yeah.
So that comes in really handy. And all that stuff helps you drive better, helps you get around, avoid traffic, so much that the technology can do. And so you can add that to your vehicle, even if it didn't come with it or if it's a little bit older and that wasn't available then.
Yeah, or maybe you bought the vehicle previously owned and the previous owner didn't buy it with that option.
Yeah,
you can put it in there.
There you go. And sometimes you can add different kinds of flexibility, like you mentioned, where you can get different things with the remote start, GPS, or just different, you'd have to talk to the guys to get the details on that and pricing for yours. But do call the parts department or one of our service advisors. If you're buying a car, we can help you decide what to do. A lot of people do that where they're going to, we see them all the time now, lifted trucks and things like that that are, have special lighting, special other body characteristics that people add to them. People trade them in all the time now. We've got a couple of used Chevys trucks. There's just the 2015 Chevy trucks that we traded for in the last month that are out there and have lifts on them and big wheel flare molding, and they're really beautiful trucks. And a lot of times people may not think we've got good Chevy trucks at a Ford dealer's used car lot, but these are great. They were traded in on new Ford trucks.
So there's an advantage there, or for all I know, they could have traded in on a Tundra.
I'm pretty sure these were traded in on new Ford trucks. We do get Chevrolets traded in on our Toyotas also.
Yeah.
Chevrolet.
You know the stories on those particular trucks. I was just trying to widen the conversation a little bit.
Of course, and you should. Yeah. We mentioned the used cars, and we have an incredible selection right now. One of our largest inventories in the last few years. We've grown our inventory of certified vehicles this year. We have a Toyota, Ford, and Lincoln manufacturer certified vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
We've got our Q certified vehicles, and then we've got our as-is vehicles. So we've got right now, I think, about 100 used vehicles, 85 total in stock right now on the ground, which is a really large inventory for us.
Mm-hmm.
We've just been buying vehicles like crazy through actually a lot of them through our service drive lately. We see stuff going through there all the time with our 995 oil change. We get to look at a lot of cars, and we've got some great technology that helps us identify the cars that are most valuable to us. And we walk right out there and say, hey, would you sell us your car? And some people look at us like we're crazy. Oh, you're just trying to sell me a car or something. But truthfully, we are trying to add to our inventory. And, if you've got something right for us, we definitely are going to step up and give you the top dollar for your vehicle.
And that's you said you're in the car business to sell cars, but you need cars to sell. And so that's why you came up with this whole "we will buy your car" idea several years ago.
Yep. No, that's what it's for, is to, because we're always struggling to get different kinds of vehicles. Sometimes the hardest to get ones are the ones you want the most, the 3 to 5, maybe 6 year old vehicles that don't mm-hmm. have too many miles, that are still in great condition. And so you're identifying those through the service drive is a great idea, because we know the service history, we know the quality of the vehicle, and it really is something that where we can add value to you. But, you know, the alternative is to go out to auction. You know, there's lots of auctions in Tulsa and regionally, and you know, great vehicles out there, but you don't know the service history a lot of times. You don't really know what's going on with the vehicles till you get it back and take a look at it.
Unless you ran a Carfax on every vehicle at
the
auction.
Well, we do actually. I mean, there's incredible technology now where it's automatically run on every vehicle that I get loaded, and it's really easy for us to see vehicle history reports on everything. So, mm-hmm. I mean, heck, if that's something you're interested in, we don't talk about it a lot, but, you know, we can get that for you on your vehicle. It's available on all our used vehicles. Just have to ask for it. We have the Carfax on everything that we have on our lot. Mm-hmm. Can get you a copy of that gladly, too. In fact, when you buy one, we make sure you see it and acknowledge that and sign the report, because we want you to know the history of the vehicle.
Yeah, and that's so important, or it can be so important that way that it's been disclosed that this car was in a minor fender bender, but it was put back to original condition by maybe your body shop.
Well, we talk about it all the time, transparency in the car business. And, you know, used cars are used cars, so they're going to have some kinds of issues. But Carfax shows you, to the best of its ability, it's not perfect, but it collects information from dealers, from other service facilities. It knows when vehicles are serviced a lot of times. It knows when vehicles are traded, how many owners they've had, whether there are manufacturer recalls on the vehicle, like you mentioned, wrecks and things like that. If they get reported to the insurance companies, they show up. If they aren't reported, they often don't show up. So
right.
There are exceptions, of course. Today's big thing, of course, is recalls, and that's something that you need to look at if you're looking for a used car. I get calls from people all the time that have really found out too late that they bought a car with a recall.
Yeah.
You know, we have processes where we try to clear every recall that we can before we sell a used car. I've said before, it's not illegal to sell. Mm-hmm. It is illegal to sell a new car with an open recall. But the whole situation now is we just don't have parts for all these. And so sometimes we're in a business situation where we really have to sell the vehicle because we can't afford to keep it for a year and wait for parts and then sell it.
Yeah.
So we keep our vehicles turning, but we certainly want to disclose that. A lot of those that we can't fix, if they're stop sale type recalls, we'll just run them to auction and not deal with that. Mm-hmm. But that's something we manage all the time.
Well, Takata, with its airbag problems, it has been in the news on numerous manufacturers.
And that's it's a huge deal. And, you know, it's in a lot of vehicles and across the entire spectrum of types of vehicles, almost every brand.
Mm-hmm.
It is something that's going to be around for years. There's a lot of pressure right now on the parts industry to be able to produce replacement parts for this quicker.
Mm-hmm.
The way that's working, if people are interested in this, I know many are, is there are older vehicles that are in more humid locations that are the most apt to have this problem.
Florida, and California.
Yeah, down the Gulf Coast, stuff like that. We're kind of on the second level in the United States, so more of the vehicles in our area will be fixed as the ones closer to the coasts are repaired.
Mm-hmm.
As you get newer vehicles, there really isn't a problem. Have not experienced issues with this part. Until they age and have these symptoms. So mm-hmm. you know, those will be years probably before they're going to have parts available for those. You know, there are even still cars being made with this. So it is going to be around for a while. But it's not the only thing. See it. Manufacturers are very sensitive right now to recalls with all the attention on them. there is a, you know, so they're going to be very careful. Obviously, your safety and is very important to us and to the manufacturer. You're driving our product. We want to make sure that you get there safely. But, you know, there's a lot of stuff, and it, frankly, a lot of times it gets out before the parts ramp up, and it's just part of the process where mm-hmm. there it takes time to fix these vehicles.
Is that one of the things that your service techs look at every time they come in for a 995 oil change?
Yes, and you know it is hard on off-brand vehicles for us. We have some technology that can help us, like the Carfax report, but certainly on every Toyota, Ford, and Lincoln that we get, we have a process that goes directly to the manufacturer to look for that vehicle. And we try to do it on all the others. I can't promise we do every time.
Well, it's a service that, like you said, you are concerned about the safety of your customers, whether they bought the vehicle from your brands or some other brand.
Sure. And, you know, that's part of our responsibility being in the transportation business because, you know, in a way, I mean, it's the car business. We're there to sell cars. But really, if you think about the car business itself, we have all these different profit centers, and they're all built around your car and your mobility and getting where you need to go. And so we're kind of transportation problem solvers, I think. And, you know, a lot of times that's what we really do is kind of help you get in the right position so you can get from point A to point B and with everything you need to get there with.
Looking at the forecast and seeing those single-digit temperatures for the weekend, this probably would be a good time for people to just check tire pressure, wouldn't it?
Check tire pressure, the quality of your tires, tire depth. It's really critical when there's going to be ice and snow and stuff like that. Just be careful, too. That's the main thing, especially as we get into this time of year. Remember to leave a little extra space between you and the car ahead of you to be on the lookout, as if we're not always. But, you know, you got to be more careful and aware of what's going on around you. Look for those situations like hills and stuff and bridges and things like that can be problematic. And usually people
bridges, overpasses, always the first to freeze, the last to thaw.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you just keep that in mind, hopefully everybody will be safe. And hopefully with half inch or whatever they expect around here, we won't get too much of that.
No.
But it's always possible. And it is getting to be that time of year. You know, and this is a great time of year, too. We talked about cars and our sales, mm-hmm. but we sell lots of 4x4s this time of year too, all-wheel drive vehicles, and so that's another option is, you know, upgrade your ride and get something that's really great for handling the winter weather around mm-hmm. here. And we are in an area where we do sell lots of 4x4s.
Sure.
The vast majority of our trucks are 4x4 trucks that we sell, and almost all the SUVs, so that's a very popular set up for us.
I would even go far as to say most of the vehicles that are out there are equipped with some kind of traction control, and I'm sure that helps a lot too, driver safety.
And with analog brake systems, with all the different technology today, it's changed a lot since 20 or 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. The truth is that it is a lot safer, I've taken an all-wheel drive vehicle up to Colorado in the winter and tried to get it to spin out.
Sometimes I could be a little
that, but I have, and it really won't do it. It's the most incredible thing.
I'm trying to spin it out. Officer, I was trying.
But luckily, I wasn't caught.
Oh, there you go. Well, if you do it in a big parking lot, why, you're probably okay. You got something coming up next week.
We do. There's so much going on. I mean, we got to get through the Nutcracker here first. And it's going to be a big deal this
Tickets,
week.
Tickets, by the way, I believe are still available.
Oh, I know they are. It's a big, big program. If you haven't been to Bartlesville's Nutcracker, you need to come check it out. It's a community-driven event. There are people from the community, including the rest of my family, is in it. William, our oldest, is the Nutcracker, and Bodie's one of the children, and Kimberly's one of the adults in the party scene.
Sure.
So I've avoided this, but I will promote it a lot.
Well, that's wonderful.
It's something we support and have,
and if you haven't
been going to it for my whole life.
If you've seen it, but you haven't seen it with this cast, then you still haven't seen it.
With this cast and with the special characteristics of really of having it in Bartlesville, because it changes a little bit every year, and it's got different people, and they do a good job of keeping it, telling the same story, but of evolving the way it looks. It's always got different people that you may know involved in the program, and it really is a local production. It's been going on for decades here in Bartlesville, and, you know, that's one of the neat things about Bartlesville is we have all these great things that, you know, that a lot of cities our size don't get.
And, I was talking with Dylan Everett about an hour ago about all the different things. Of course, the Symphony has their Young Artist Competition coming up in January, and just all of the other things just a couple of weeks ago with Aunt Pearl's Christmas. It was all fun.
No, and, you know, and so we'll get through that, and then, yes, you're right. Next, this is the final weekend that you can register to win for our drawing, which was on the last day to register is Tuesday. We'll make the drawing on Wednesday. We'll be able to announce it on the radio show next week, the winner. So if you're, you don't have to be present to win at the drawing, but you're welcome to come down. I think we'll do it Wednesday afternoon around 3 o'clock. Okay. So that's our plan anyway. And it's $7,500 to one lucky winner who just, you have to come in and register. Mm-hmm. We might encourage you to take a test drive. Sure. Really all you got to do to come in is put your name on in there, and you've got a chance to win $7,500 right here before Christmas, and it'll be a great Christmas for you, I'm sure, for the winter.
I'm sure it would be. Last couple of weeks, I have at least tried to mention this is the time of year people might want to think about a gift certificate for something like, a detail on their vehicle or something like that.
A detail or some kind of accessory, we mentioned. But details are really popular. I mentioned it last week. If you just mentioned that you heard it on the radio show, tell Enrique, who's the detail manager, that you would like to get 20% off, and he'll give you 20% off any of our detail products. And
okay.
We have a full range of things from the smallest wash and vac, or just handling a stain or whatever, to complete details for the biggest, dirtiest vehicles around.
Which I have no doubt that even just the simple wash and vac that he would do is better than what the typical consumer would do running it through the gusher.
No, it's a little bit different. Yeah. And they really do take, you know, we're going to clean the car and do everything right, just like we would by hand. And then we do all our washing and detailing is done by hand. We've got, they do all the work for our new car delivery and used car deliveries and lots of other commercial work for other businesses and some other dealers and stuff, too. So they're really good at this. It's all that Enrique and his team do. They're down at our Price Road auto lot, they're a great team and really do a great job if you're looking for something like that. Got lots of other big deals. You mentioned interest rates going up a little bit, but there is still 0% on all kinds of vehicles. I don't know how long that's going to last.
It's going to take the manufacturers, I think, a month or two to digest whatever the Fed does.
It takes the whole banking system really to do that. But of course, you know, we've got it right now through the end of the year. We have 0% on a wide range of vehicles, on Toyota, Fords, and Lincolns. We've got incredible rebates from the manufacturers too. We've got some special deals going where we've got on the Ford side, we've got what they call smart tags, which have been put on specific vehicles that we want to sell. We've also got, and I don't know if we've even talked about this, but there's some vehicles we use, they call them Ford courtesy transportation vehicles. These are actually new vehicles that we put into service as loaners in our Ford service department for just a couple months. They're going to have 2,000 miles on them, 2 to 3 usually, and they really have just barely been used. They are still new vehicles, but we've got great deals on them. We get an incentive from Ford when we put them in service, and then we've got some other, all the retail rebates, and then a possible dealer cash scenario where we can actually make you a really great deal. So ask the salesman if you're shopping to look at those. They're FCTP vehicles and the smart tag vehicles. Those are incredible deals. and there's all kinds of vehicles. There's trucks in the FCTP fleet. There's Escapes. All kinds. So this time of year, too, you mentioned 4x4s. But on the Toyota side, this is really one of the first times we've had big incentives on the Highlander. Mm-hmm. And we've got 0% on Highlander up to 60 months. We've got great selection of Highlanders and 4Runners out there right now. It's a great vehicle for this time of year and a really popular stuff, but one among our best selections in a long time of those vehicles, too.
Speaking of vehicles, just looking at the calendar, this is the end of the year where maybe a business uses a business vehicle that maybe they would want to look at their needs for the next year or so and say, tax-wise, I might be better off buying a vehicle
there
now.
There are some tax things, and we are, I'll put the asterisks out here, and we're not tax advisors on the radio,
but
if you talk to your accountant, there are some depreciation rules that in effect this year, which are really big, and that if you put vehicles in service, there's some special treatment you can take on those for depreciation purposes that you might want to explore if you're in that situation. We have had a lot of people coming in mm-hmm. and taking advantage of that. It's really going to be a big deal. I would say that you shouldn't wait till the last minute.
That's right.
I mean, a lot of that we see that every year where people are coming in right at the very last day of the year.
We'll be open on New Year's Eve.
Well, we'll be open. But what happens is the selection is picked over somewhat. A lot of the businesses want similar trucks. Mm-hmm. Every dealer is going to be in the same situation. You're going to be closing in on the end of a month and the end of a year. It gets really hard to even get the other dealers to answer the phone if you want to trade for a vehicle. So it just gets to where, the later it gets, the harder it is. And heck, it's that way in December every year.
Sure.
It's model year end. It's Christmas. It's the holidays. People are a little bit distracted now by Christmas. But after Christmas, it becomes that it's a retail time every year. Lots of people out shopping. It's a great time to buy a car. There are big deals. The manufacturers have got everything in. We've got our discounts maxed out. We're doing everything we can to sell every car we can from now to the end of the year. So it really is a great time to buy. You see, all these crazy things dealers are doing with cash back and all this on deals. Disclaimer on that. I mean, that is true. You can get cash back. You can come buy a car from me and get cash back, but I'm probably going to have to sell it to you for that amount of cash that you're getting back more than I would otherwise.
But
that's typically how they're getting you that $12,000 to $14,000 cash back is you have to buy a very expensive vehicle for sticker price, and then they keep the rebates and the discount that you would have got otherwise, and they give you your money. It's like putting it on a credit card or something.
But again, you would be very upfront and transparent about that because...
Yeah, and we don't usually do stuff like that in our advertising because we feel like it's misleading and not really what it's all about. But we do get people who come in and ask those questions, and since I've seen probably half dozen dealers promoting that, I wanted to kind of bring it up and let people know what that is.
If that's the kind of deal, Dundas will do that for you.
We will do whatever you like. And that's the odd thing about our business, in a way, is every deal stands on its own. They are really different, and people want to make our business simple, and we work really hard to make it simple too. But there's some complexities in it. Mm-hmm. I think on the F-150 right now, there's something like 16 million different buildable vehicles. You took that across every one of our lines and all the manufacturers, all the models, all the trim levels. I mean, it's complicated mm-hmm. getting the right vehicle, having the right inventory there for you. We want to get the right vehicle for you. It's one of those things where, the paperwork takes time, finding the right vehicle, structuring the deal right, payment-wise for you. There's complicated incentives. We may want to talk about leasing versus purchasing, whether you want to use the rebate or the interest rate special. Maybe there's a way to combine the two.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of special rebates for people that are part of affinity programs and other purchase programs. So if you work at ConocoPhillips or Phillips 66 or a number of other large corporations here, Ford will give you an X-Plan discount.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that we honor. Similar programs with Toyota and Lincoln, and so it's just some things like the Quarter Horse Association.
Right.
Those people get special discounts. So it's we got to work through all that to get you the very best deal.
Right.
And And that's what we're out to do.
And that's why you frequently will say we need a conversation with the buyer to find out your interests. That if it's undisclosed that you're a member of the Quarter Horse Association, for instance, you don't know to give them the discount.
I can't give you the rebate if you don't. And, you know, there's all kinds of ways to look at that. But we take the time with everybody to help you through that process. Really want to make it as fast as possible, but you know, we want to also get to make sure you get the right vehicle at the right price, and you know, everything's there built around you and what you need.
We haven't talked leasing versus buying for a few months, and that's still something that I know is heavily promoted in the national advertising by the manufacturers, but we don't always talk about it. It's not the way typically this part of the country buys cars.
Some markets are very lease dominant. There's I know dealers in New York and Michigan and California, a lot of on the coast. A lot of these have plants, the manufacturing plants, Ford plants in them, for instance, or something, and you know, so a lot of the people that work there are buying cars that have employee discounts, and they do a lot of leasing. They buy, want to have a new car every couple years, and it's a great way to buy a car if you're going to do that. But we're talking 70-80% of the cars purchased in those markets are leased.
Right.
Whereas here, it probably ranges from 5-15%. But it's a big deal, and it just really depends on your situation. It's like, you know, basically with leasing, rather than buying the whole car, you're just going to buy the part of it you're going to use. That's really the big deal. When you're done with that part, say 2 years of it at 24,000 miles or whatever, then you have a choice. Do I want to go on with this one or give it back to the manufacturer? I could, if they messed up on their calculation of the residual, you can actually buy it, trade it in, and make money.
Right.
You have the flexibility there after the term of your lease to walk away from the vehicle, though. Whereas after, say, you to have a comparable payment on even these great 0%, you're going to have to extend that loan out to 60 or 72, maybe even 84 months as compared to the lease. So your payment's about the same, but your situation in 2 years is very different, because at the end of the term of the lease, you have the choice to walk away. 2 years in on a 5 or 6 year loan, you still owe more than the vehicle's worth in all likelihood. Yeah. Now, all that works out. If you're going to keep the car for 10 years and, you know, go then drive it till it ends, you know, this isn't really for you.
Right.
But if you're the kind of person who wants to buy a car every 2 to 3 years, even four, I mean, we can structure it for different lengths of time and different miles. A lot of people think you have to be not use a lot of miles, but you can purchase the miles up front if you're pretty confident in how many miles you're going to need, and they're very inexpensive to purchase that way, and then you still have the ability to walk away. And people who put a lot of miles on the vehicles and then do the long-term loans, they really have an issue with the equity in their vehicle.
Yes,
it's very hard to get out of that, and so leasing is something that really works in that situation. And you think about it, a lot of people are using that vehicle to work. It's important to their likelihood if they're putting that many miles on a vehicle. We see that with postmen and stuff like that, other people who drive for services, you know, stuff like that. So it is something that really works.
Well, at least you've got all kinds of options we've talked about with whether it's you know, Christmas gift of a gift certificate or a remote start, or maybe a gift certificate for a new set of tires, because you know that now, you know, you don't need tires now, but you might need tires sometime in the spring because you're getting close. Go ahead and buy the, you know, get a gift certificate for tires now.
Sure. And how would that work if I don't know how much the tires are going to cost? Well, you can buy a $500 credit towards it, and we'll work it out when we get to the tires. Actually, the need. So, I mean, that we can do that on just about anything that we do.
It's a great way to do it, and you know, it's a nice place to do your Christmas shopping at Dundas Family of Autos.
We think so. Yeah, I just want to wish everybody a happy Christmas. We'll be out next week and announce the winner of our drawing, and we'll have don't forget about the green tickets. We've got lots of tickets to give away. So come, if you're doing your Christmas shopping at Dundas, we're going to ask you if you want your green tickets. We'll be happy to be part of that. We've got our drawing coming with you also coming up next week.
And
really excited about that.
Okay, well, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, Charlie.
Thank you very much. Brad Dundas with us this morning on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. And, of course, we've talked a lot of different things. But, again, the website, it's easy to find. It's DungasChoice.com, D-O-E-N-G-E-S, Choice.com. Or give them a call. They'll answer your question. It's 918-333-0900. Dundas Family of Autos. News on the way next from CBS.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Portalsville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KW.